The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. There's nothing new in the discovery that the IRS was targeting opponents of big government. The agency has long been used as a political weapon. But while the debate in Washington focuses, as it always does, on attempts by partisans to gain political advantage, in this case, on the handling of the issue by the White House, for people serious about our freedom and prosperity, the scandal should focus our attention on the IRS itself and the income tax as well. And that's what we'll do with Ron Paul right after this.
This is Ron Paul. Thanks to our sponsors for making these podcasts available to you.
You know it's important to back up your computer files, right? So when was the last time you did it? Well, right now, while you're listening to me, Carbonite could be backing up your computer files for you. Carbonite backs up your computer files to the cloud automatically and continually whenever your computer is connected to the internet. Plus, with Carbonite, you can access your backed up files on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free app. You can even email a file right from the Carbonite app. Unlimited backup space for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. And if you run a small business, Carbonite has plans that will back up all of your computers, servers, and external hard drives for a low, flat annual fee. Start your free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use the offer code RON and get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com, offer code RON.
Thank you, Charles.
Well, nobody should be surprised by this new IRS scandal, should they? I mean, the IRS has been a political weapon for a very long time.
And that's the big difference. It is a political issue that's happening right now. They found out that the IRS is used for political reasons, and that's been going on for a long time. But they want to avoid, actually, it's a distraction from the real harm done by the income tax. The income tax is something relatively new in our history. We didn't have it before 1913. The founders didn't like it. They didn't give us authority. We had to amend our Constitution to allow it to happen and usher in the age of big government. When you think about what's happened since we've had the income tax, since 1913, government has grown exponentially, and we've had many, many problems. And of course, it has led to a great amount of debt. But the size of government certainly has exploded. And it's not just incidental that in that same year, 1913, we had the Federal Reserve established, which in a way is very much a tax. It's a tax on our income because it diminishes the value of every dollar we get for working. But the income tax is probably, in many people who believe in liberty, the worst type of system, because it taxes the individuals, it taxes productivity, it taxes and puts pressure on incentives. And this is the most destructive. Another reason why I've always opposed the income tax, it's a form of slavery, because the assumption is made that you owe everything to the government. Every single penny is the government, unless they allow you to keep a certain percentage. So even when it was just starting, the assumption was made in 1913, only a few people would have to pay the tax and it would be low, and nobody complained too much about it because most people weren't being taxed. But the principle was established that the government had control over all of your money, and the rules would be written by the politicians on who gets to keep how much. One of the comments that offends me the most is a tax subsidy. So if a Congress or somebody comes in and gives you some of your taxes back or reduces your taxes, they call that a subsidy, which confirms the fact that they believe that the government's giving you something. But it should be the other way around. You should own everything that you earn, and the little bit the government gets is something that they have taken from you, rather than granting this authority to the government to allow them to decide what you can keep. So for this reason, the income tax, per se, is really the worst kind of tax. The main reason why it's the worst kind of tax is the fact that what they have to know about us. How do you define income? Who gets taxed? Under what circumstances? Who gets to do the deductions? And what are the deductions? And on. So the government gets to know every single thing about us. And by doing this, they end up with a lot of information. So if we once assumed that this could be politicized, then here it is, the government has all this information, and that's what we run into periodically. We've been running into this problem as far back as FDR. There's not many presidents in my lifetime that I can say I'm absolutely positive the president never used the IRS to abuse their power. I'm not even sure. I would think possibly under Eisenhower. I don't recall any problems there. But most of the presidents since then have been charged with the using the IRS in an illegal fashion. But like I say, if you see the tax itself as being unconstitutional in the sense of way it's being collected. Even if you say, well, it is constitutional, we passed the Constitution, but that didn't repeal the Fourth Amendment. It didn't repeal the Fifth Amendment. It didn't remove your constitutional rights to be innocent until proven guilty. Because this is administrative law, it's completely different. They can come in and charge us and just say, you did this and you did that, and therefore you owe so much, and prove that you don't have to. So it has turned liberty on its head. But boy, today, I see it's a tremendous advantage, more so of all the times the IRS has been caught in abuse. I think this is a fantastic one because we have both liberals and conservatives complaining about this now. And I believe the goal of those of us who believe in liberty to direct their attention to the principle of taxation plus the abuse and why there's abuse and why that is inevitable. Because the economy is weak and revenues are down, people are very concerned. There will be demonstrations against the IRS. So I'm back to my position I've held for a long, long time. That is, this is an opportunity. Why don't we go out and let the people know that this country can actually exist without an income tax? Wouldn't that be fantastic? You know, I talked a lot in the last several years since the recession hit back in 08, and a lot of people bring up the subject, and you probably have heard this frequently. Well, everybody has to sacrifice for us to get out of this problem. And I don't like that idea. I don't want to sacrifice any liberty. Nobody should have to sacrifice their liberty. And if you got rid of the income tax and you had sound money, why would that be a sacrifice? The only people that might be hurt are those who have learned to use the government to accumulate wealth. Those who have learned how to use the inflation machine out of the Federal Reserve, as well as those who have been able to manipulate the tax code and get some tax benefits here and there. But nobody suffers. You don't have to sacrifice anybody, anything. If you say, well, let's give you your freedom back. Let's get regulations by some market rules and property rules, contract rules, and no fraud and no counterfeit, that is not a sacrifice. Liberty is never a sacrifice. And yet this code, this tax code and the income tax has been manipulated to such an end. And unfortunately, this saying that it's a tax, it's a cost to government when you lower taxes, it's not just the left that does this. You hear from the right as well. That's why we need individuals to look at this in principle, moral principles, economic principles, and constitutional principles. And believe me, if you're serious about that, you cannot come up with the notion that the current system of taxation, the income tax, is none of those. It's not moral. It's bad economics. And certainly the way it's collected and what they do is unconstitutional. So I would say those are pretty strong arguments against it. So my goal right now is to energize as many people as possible to understand the moral principles behind getting rid of the income tax and go to that next great step and improve upon what we once had, and that is the cause of individual liberty.
Well, if people can't be energized by this scandal, look, the IRS's power grab in this case was so over the top. They asked people opposed to big government for their membership list, for contents of their speeches. These questions, they asked applicants if they have ever contacted political figures. They even asked them what they're reading. I mean, they are so contemptuous of the American way and intrusive and offensive that it is really surprising it didn't bubble oil from the very first questionnaire sent out.
You'd think so. And on top of that, they were asking whether they said a prayer at their organizations and what the prayer said. Now, if that doesn't wake up the American people, I know it's awakened up a lot of my friends and a lot of your friends. They know about it, but we're in a tough struggle. And hopefully a lot more people join us now. And it should be left and right. I mean, the IRS can abuse Yes, currently it's been more an abuse on the right, but what about the abuse of the civil liberties that are going on, not necessarily dealing with the tax code, but with the AP wire service people? It's the same principle, allowing government to get too big. So the cause of liberty should be very bipartisan. It should bring people together. It shouldn't be a conservative liberal issue. Matter of fact, I think it brings people together because everybody should want their freedom, even if they use their freedom differently. So if we have freedom to spend our own money, spend it your way, and you don't have to ask anybody about how to do it as long as you follow the rules of no fraud and no harm. But the same way with all our individual liberties, we may use them differently, but we should be in this battle together. And we have to be. We talk a lot about the revolution going on. I'm enthusiastic about it. I think it's a very real thing. There's a change in ideas and attitudes. But to be successful, it's not going to be a revolution within the Republican primary voters to try to get a majority of primary voters in the Republican Party. It has to be pervasive. It has to invade across the wide spectrum. Right now, the biggest party in this country are the independents, the people who neither want to say, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. So that's a pretty good start that we have. But ultimately, we want to put enough pressure on Democrats and Republicans and across the board and suggest that there is a much better way to tax individuals if there's going to be minimal tax. But ultimately, what we have to deal with is looking at what the role of government should be. And as long as the role of government is to run the welfare warfare state, unfortunately, there's going to be spending and there are going to be arguments over taxes. Tax argument on how they collect taxes is secondary to this endorsement of big government. So this income tax is a big deal and we need to get rid of it. But we also have to get rid of the appetite for big government to take care of us from cradle to grave.
You're listening to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. When we continue in a moment, we'll ask Dr. Paul about the political fallout from this incident and whether this scandal will have repercussions in the White House. That's next.
I'm Ron Paul. I'd like to thank our sponsors. Their support makes these conversations possible.
We talk a lot here about gold. This is Charles Goyette. While you need to protect yourself and your family with gold, you also need to protect yourself from dealers who sell overpriced gold coins, coins with high profit margins. High profits for them, that is, not so great for you. Because I take this seriously, I want to refer you to CMI Gold and Silver. Helping people avoid overpriced gold is actually a part of CMI's mission statement. Call CMI Gold and Silver at 855-757-7285 or look them up online at CMIGS.com. That's just CMI and then GS for gold and silver. CMIGS.com. Protect yourself. Call now. Speak with one of their knowledgeable advisors. 855-757-7285. 855-757-7285. As far as whether Obama was personally in on this IRS scandal, some commentators are saying it doesn't matter. He painted opponents of big government as a target. Do you think he has some complicity in this and that the fallout will extend far beyond the current hearings?
Well, if he's totally ignorant of it, he's complicit because he didn't do his job. So, yes, it is his responsibility. But I have a hard time believing that any of these presidents didn't know what was going on with a wink and a nod. Yes, they might not have had any official documents, but ultimately it is the president's responsibility. Sometimes even our Secretary of the Treasury say, oh, no, it's not my responsibility because it was the IRS. And, like, the IRS is not part of the Treasury and the Treasury is not part of the government. It is. But as far as the political fallout, I don't think Obama is going to get impeached over this. Who knows, though? Things might come about that really, and the people may get angry enough if you have another recession going on and people are really hurting. They're always looking for scapegoats. But in some ways, it still doesn't address the real subject of big government and overtaxation and the principle of the income tax. Sure, I think in my lifetime, every president had committed acts and beliefs and signed bills that were unconstitutional. As far as I'm concerned, it'd be hard to vote against impeachment of most of them. But look at who does the impeachment. It's the Congress. I mean, here you have a president abusing the laws and the rules, but what about Congress? They're going to be judge and jury and make the decision? Well, that's their responsibility. But, you know, it gets to the point where some days I say, yeah, the president ought to be impeached, but let's impeach the Congress as well. But the only way we impeach the Congress is go under today's circumstances is look toward the next election and get rid of the ones you don't like, as well as putting pressure on those members of Congress to do the right thing. And right now it is find out what really went on with the IRS and start agitating for getting rid of the income tax and the IRS.
Thank you, Dr. Paul, for focusing on the important issue that underlies the news headlines. Another great conversation and podcast. Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.